Several nursing students across Arkansas have learned that they're unable to take the state licensing exam because of their federal deferred action for childhood arrival status, or DACA. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Sue Tedford, the executive director of the Arkansas Board of Nursing, about a federal law that came to the board's attention earlier this year that prevents DACA nursing students from becoming licensed, which essentially put their nursing careers on hold.
Can you just tell me about the nursing exam that is in question here that some of these students are unable to take?
The nursing exam is called NCLEX, and that is you have to pass NCLEX in order to be licensed as a nurse. None of this stops a graduate from taking the licensure exam because the federal law, DACA, none of that applies to the exam. What stops them from taking the exam is we can't issue a professional license. So our applications for licensure, which the exam is part of that. And since we can't license them, we can't take applications and take their money.
So basically they can't get licensed, so you can't offer them the exam.
In Arkansas, correct.
In Arkansas. Okay. So tell me a little bit more about this federal law that's keeping these students from being licensed.
There is a federal law, 1621, that has to do with illegal aliens are not eligible for any state or local public benefit. And you finish reading that, it talks about and it defines what local public benefits are in the law. And it says, part of it says they cannot have a benefit which includes grants, contracts, loans, professional licenses, commercial licenses, and da-da-da-da-da.
Okay. So, so the professional licenses, that falls under that.
Yes.
Category.
So that's the law that stops it. And I think this is why it's never been an issue, because in the past, these are illegal aliens, so they didn't qualify for a Social Security number. And so if you didn't have a Social Security number, we don't license you.
Mm-hmm.
Now with DACA, these individuals qualify for a Social Security number, and so we were not aware that they were DACA waiver individuals because we don't ask immigration status. It's kind of how it all fits in together.
And so how did this kind of come about that the nursing board did realize that perhaps these students did not qualify for a license?
Well, we had an individual early this summer. I was saying mid-summer, but I've gone back to emails, and it was early this summer. It was in early June from Missouri. She graduated from Missouri, and Missouri denied her the ability to be licensed in Missouri because she was a DACA waiver individual.
Mm-hmm.
So she got the bright idea to come to Arkansas, and Arkansas approved her. Because
okay.
She had a Social Security number and she met our criteria. And she mentioned it back to Missouri, and Missouri let us know that y'all are breaking the federal law and brought it to our attention. And so that's what started on when we realized that we were breaking a federal law.
So these students under DACA have a Social Security number, but they still don't qualify under that law. So how are you able to figure out which students are able to be licensed if you only ask for the Social Security number? Do you have to ask for immigration status now?
No, we don't.
Okay. The schools that offer nursing programs in Arkansas were notified about this in some way, or?
I guess the first mass communications that went out to our nursing programs was at their meeting that they held, I believe it was the end of September.
Okay.
I was not at the meeting, so I can't tell you exactly what was said or not said, but they did communicate
right.
with the program chairs that this had become an issue for a few of the nursing programs.
So basically up until now, there were students who were able to get licensed.
We don't know.
So I read that there are some states that sort of waive that law.
That's what I've read, yes.
So is there anything that can be done about it here? Is that something you guys are looking at, or are you just going to follow the law for now?
Well, for now, that's all we can do. I mean, number one, we have to wait and see what Congress is doing because of all of,
right.
you know, DACA is a big thing in Congress right now with Trump. So we see what the fallout there is, but we have... a legislator approached me last week and asked us to look at drafting potential legislation because we can. This allows somehow, and I'm not an attorney and can't quote statute,
right.
But somewhere the states have the ability to pass a law that gets around this professional licensure piece. So we could look at passing a law that would allow nurses to be licensed, even though they're illegal aliens. But you're looking at 2019.
Right, right. So still quite a bit of time between now and then. Is there going to be any review of the, I don't know how, it sounds like it would be a massive undertaking to review how many students could have possibly been, had DACA status since 2012 when it was enacted. So is that something that's even on the table, or are you guys just going to kind of?
Well, we don't know of any database that tells us who DACA individuals are. And from my communication with the governor's office is we're not going to be at this point in time directed to do that.
Okay. Do you have any kind of message to students who are in nursing programs right now who are DACA students? And I don't know, I don't know, how long is nursing school usually take?
Anywhere from 2 to 4 years.
What is sort of your message to those students who maybe are, I don't know, halfway through a program or you know, finishing up and...
Well, nothing that'll fix anything, but I mean, we do have great empathy for them. They are caught in a situation that, A, they didn't cause, and it's an unfortunate situation, and we are going to work to do whatever we can to remedy it within the law.
So I guess, can you call this a little bit of an oversight, perhaps, of the law, or was it just a misunderstanding of the law, or what do you guys attribute that to?
We are not required to ask immigration status. It's just like when you talk to the universities, they're not required to either.
Right,
so
yeah.
They don't know who their DACA recipients are any more than we know or any of the other licensing agencies.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you sort of squeezing me in on your break.
Okay, sure.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
That's Sue Tedford, the executive director of the Arkansas Board of Nursing, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek. As Tedford mentioned, last month President Trump ordered an end to DACA, but then urged Congress to pass a replacement before DACA protections are phased out in fewer than 6 months. Congress is now actually left with fewer than 5 months to do that. And just this week, the president released a list of measures he says will have to go hand in hand with any deal that will continue to protect DACA immigrants. The measure includes a border wall, which Democrats have already said is a non-starter.